WWZ.
Hey, Chandler. How's your weekend going?
Going all right. How's that?
Clouds over Greer. I didn't know there was any. I thought the rain was gone. I guess it's still lingering around a little bit. I'm leaving the neighborhood. I see somebody had a tree that split open. And they are doing a lot. Their whole yard is full. That was a big tree. Oh, they've got a lot of work to do.
Maybe we should help.
Three-feller team out there. There's like six, seven guys out there with about four trucks, and they've got chainsaws and axes, and they're busy. I think if we were to go help them, we would probably be in the way.
That would be right.
Big tree in the backyard. I don't have an antenna hanging from it, but it's potential for it's potential antenna hanging tree. And I hate to cut it down, but I would hate for it to fall through the house too.
So but half of it down. The half just really needs to cut down and lose the rest.
Well, that is a thought. Take the top out of it, but that's the best part. That's where the antenna meets the nirvana.
Well, looks to me you have a choice to make, my friend.
You know, that radio sounds weaker than the radio you normally are on.
No, I'm on my day station. Hold on. You like five hours?
We're having temperature inversions and stuff like that, so maybe that's what it is.
Maybe. I'm going to switch back down to 10 watts. I don't want to run this radio hot.
Daniel's net last night, there were quite a few people that sound crackly. But he was clear as he could be, and there were several other stations that were clear as they could be, so I think it was just the far-reaching stations that had that crackly-poply sound on them. And that's probably because of the temperature inversion. It does both benefit sometimes, and it distracts sometimes. Like when the band goes long, you can hear people from far, far away that you never could hear before. But the people up close, you can't hear them very good anymore. So I think that's what's going on here. I'm up to speed now, and it's a little louder in the cab here. I turned the volume up a little.
How is my signal right now? I'm at 10 watts.
And I can hear you good. I think I turned the volume up too much, though.
Okay, sounds good to me. Thank you. You sound good as well.
I hear every word now, whereas I couldn't before. But that won't be required forever just while we're having this temperature inversion. I asked my wife when she got home from work, or not from work, when she got home from being out and about. It's cold out, or hot outside. She said, no, it's chilly. So I think normally this time it's up in the upper 70s, and now it's down in the lower 60s.
Wow. Yeah, I remember Daniel telling me about tropical spirits, but you know, when they are about to have a storm come in the summertime, the atmosphere, depending on the atmosphere, actually the conductive available potential energy tends or storm fuel is actually what causes those temperature inversions in the atmosphere.
The sun heating up the ocean, the heat rising, it's pushing the air and water molecules up and over the continent, and then it comes back down and evaporation happens and it gets cold and the cycle goes round and round and round.
Sure. You just happened to stumble upon a weather enthusiast. That's part of why I like playing radio. Radio communications and the weather kind of have a lot to do with each other.
True. That and coronal mass ejections, they have a lot to do with that too. the aurora at the poles, all those particles coming in off of the sun.
N4DJC. Go ahead. David, you run into apers in your truck now.
Turn that back on. If there's the dash 14, then the answer to that is yes. I'm in a car now, so the mobile one in the car is a dash 9. But I do have, I've got a 7, a 9, and a 14. 7 is the handheld that's always on my side, unless I'm in the car. And the 9 is the car, and the 14 is the truck.
And the 14, I called then. I don't remember seeing a 9. But I called it this morning, and I didn't know if there was a stationary. I didn't look it up on the website to check, see if you were moving or not. But I didn't know if that was if you'd park that one somewhere or you were actually using it mobile.
So I've really got two 14s. One has got a TinyTrack 4 on it that I was setting up and figuring out how to get it working with the radio that I won at the Waynesville Hamfest about 5 years ago. And that works most of the time. I got all that working, and so I just left it running. I was planning on putting that in the truck, but I got a 400 that is, it's in like a kit form, and I made it 14 too, because when I go to the airfield, that's really easy just to pop in the truck and go. It's not two separate radios. It's both combined in one, so that's why you see that old 14. I haven't figured out what I'm going to do with that. I got to hop out of the car and put air in my tire. I got a low tire, and I'll be back on the road again. That's 4DJW.
I got to step away too about getting the shower and getting ready to do the fill of ham that you don't need for the field because you see I'll be on the side.
So you still monitoring?
4DJW, mobile again.
WK4VWA.
K4VWA, W4DJW.
The weather, man, has kind of missed it again today. Man, it would have been beautiful to fly this morning.
Well, when I looked out this morning, it was water running down the road.
Not a drop up here.
Okay, well, I didn't know that, and that was a good thing, because then I might have gone flying if I knew it was clear over there, raining at my house and clear over at your house. Maybe it was clear at the field, maybe not.
Breeze has picked up now. I think it's running about 5 or 6 up to about 8 or 9. I could still fly in it. It'd be fun, but I tell you what, I done started working in my building again. Well, there was no activity last night, was there?
None whatsoever. Did you just switch radios?
My buggy. You know, I bought that UTV, and I got that little QYT 25 watt on the buggy.
Well, when you first called me, it sounded like you were inside a ham shack, and now it sounds like you're outside. That is totally different. That sounds like two different radios. Two totally different radios.
Well, you got to remember, for the price of this little radio and for the wattage that it puts out, the microphone is not a high end.
Okay, all right. I'm convinced. I thought you were switching radios there in the middle of the conversation.
No, I just relaxed my arm and let it down just about like this. That probably changed it back to what it was, but it's a good little radio. It does fine, you know, especially to have it on my UTV buggy.
Yeah, you go like sounding like you're in the Grand Ole Opry, it sounded like you're in a barbershop. That's the best I could contrast it.
Well, you know, like I said, it's like a Baofeng and a Anytone 878. You get what you pay for. But it works. It works okay. And like I said, for having it on my buggy, it does good. So in the meantime, I cannot wait to get that new antenna.
Yeah, that is a good little radio for the price and for the size, you know, how compact it is. That's like about the size. That's a little bigger than a handheld, and you get 25 watts out of it. That's surprising that they can do that.
And, you know, for what it is, the audio is reasonably clean. But you know what I really like about it?
You can put it on a motorcycle, run apers.
Rider, I can hit one little button and listen to FM radio and select the station I want to hear, so I can hear music on my buggy. And if I get a signal interruption, you know, somebody calling, it just pops right over to the 2 meter. It works great.
Got that figured out on how that works, because before you figured out how that works, it was more of a pain than a benefit. But now it's not interrupting at all, I don't think.
K4VWA. Yeah, for anybody out there that has a QIT 25-watt compact radio that has the FM radio feature, make sure that you disengage the FM before you try to talk. Otherwise, it'll not be a pleasant what's the word I'm looking for? Event.
Experience. It won't be a pleasant experience. But it is now. It's working just fine now. I understand every single word you say.
Well, listen, I got to get back at it. I got to put a loading dock ramp back in my building into storage and get a bunch of other stuff knocked out. I've got at least a minimum of one major run to the landfill where I'm cleaning out in there. So, hey, listen. We could do a Tom Sawyer and let you come up, and I'll teach you how to do some of that.
Not affirmative. No, thank you. I'm building a ramp of my own, but it's a programmatic ramp. It ramps up the speed on the antenna as it spins around, and then it ramps it down before it changes directions and goes back the other way. So you build your ramp, I'll build my ramp.
Do I remember you saying something about putting something like that at the top of my tower?
I don't know if the tower would be a good place for it, but at the top of something, somewhere where it's got some altitude, and just let it run 24/7/365, and have a data logger on there that can download through the internet, and you can see it in real time.
You could put the actual mechanical device at the top of my tower, run the control leads down to a small CPU that we could put inside the she shed that has the internet out there. That worked perfect, baby.
It's all self-contained. It's got its own CPU and its internet connect, or its Wi-Fi connectivity to get access to the internet, all inside of it. All it needs is power. All it needs is 12 volts. The stepper motor drivers are 20 volts, so it needs 5 volts for the computer, and it needs 20 volts for the stepper driver.
Any issue at all? That's just 4 leads going up to the top of the tower and back down to a power supply in the building, and you're off to the races.
Yeah, and we can put a buck converter on it, and then all it needs is a 24 or 26 volts, or 36 volts, whatever it is, a buck converter can take. And it can get its 5 volts off of that 20 to 36 volts.
What, boss?
The what?
When are you going to have it finished?
So that's another thing. This one's one that I cut all the gears and everything out of wood, out of 3/4-inch plywood, so that it would last for a long, long time. It's made for indoors. It's not made for outdoors. If we're going to build one for outdoors, we've got to cut those gears out of nylon, and we've got to cut a metal frame out of it. And that's going to take a machine shop, that not a hobby CNC router.
Don't know what ratios you would need, but I have some nylon gears that were used in chemical film processors, and they're extremely durable.
I've designed it for any other gears. I've designed it for the gears that are designed to go with it. I don't know about redesigning it for pre-existing gears, but that's, it would need nylon gears, and you can cut that. I mean, I've got access to plastic that you can cut that out of that, you know, in all kinds of weather, those things will last forever. They're built really, really big so that they've got a lot of surface area so that they won't, you know, kind of like the differential on a car, how big those teeth are, and it'll propel the car for millions of miles. It's kind of that principle.
Yeah. Well, these gears I'm talking about, the width of the gear is approximately a half inch, and they're made to run in acids for, you know, 10 to 15, maybe almost 20 years.
Designed around the same principle, but I don't know that it would fit the shaft or, see, all that would have to, we'd have to take all that into consideration, make sure there's a way to lock them up the shaft to make sure that the gears can mesh. One of the gears is really big. It's about 10 inches in diameter, and the other one's like 2 inches in diameter.
Half inch or an inch drive?
All the parts are cut out on the CNC machine, so it's not on anything. I mean, it's all its own design. It's a plate with four bars that hold three plates separated, and gears and holes and motors and all that are mounted to the plates.
Well, cool beans, Bubba. Next time you're up, I'll just show you some of those gears, let you see what I used to work with. And I got a flat ton of them. All right, well, good enough. Well, I'm going to get back in here and get back at it. And I will talk to you again soon. 73, KN4, VWA, boss. Bye.
All right, I'll text you a picture of it when I get back home. 74, DJW Mobile.
Do that. I'd be curious.
All
right,
KN4,
VWA,
KN4, DJC.
How are you?
14 that I saw, dash 14, I was tracking on that. That's what was popping up on my D-74.
Did that come through the digipeater, or did you hear it direct?
Digipeater.
Okay, well, that one's on a Ringo Ranger that's in the attic. So the Ringo Ranger made it up to the digipeater at Caesar's Head or behind Caesar's Head and then made it over to you.
It was. I don't know if it was what it is. I don't remember which one it was, but you can tell the bands was open earlier this morning because of the distances on the apers and some of the jumps. Looking at the propagation map, way too far, but because sometimes those propagation maps are hard to decipher because you don't know where how they have the hop set on the apers beacons.
We'll keep it two or less, but I have seen people with 4 and 6 and 8 on there. Just, and I did try 8 one time when I was trying to get a message to South Dakota from here. I don't think it helped any or not. I think once you get that many of it, you're just wasting bandwidth. But I keep mine at 2.
Wide 1 and wide 2 is what mine set on normally, unless I'm doing other stuff with it. But it also set mine down to set it to 50 miles too. So I don't receive anything over 50, and don't receive the weather stations. You know, I got mine just picked out to pick out people actually, you know, possibility of somebody being alive up on the other end.
Recognizing Chandler. Yeah, I think mine's set at 250 so that I can see Raleigh and Atlanta. I got Greenville, Raleigh, Charlotte, and Atlanta with 250. It does go up into Knoxville, too, but that's not one of them I was looking for. That just kind of goes along for the ride. W4DJW, go ahead, Chandler.
All right, did I just see a Steve come in there saying you're for VWA?
He's out on his buggy. He's doing some work, even though he doesn't like to use that word.
He's not misbehaving now. You know, he'll claim he's sweet and innocent, but he's really not.
I hear these comments, gentlemen. I have my buggy parked over next to the building where I am working, so I am monitoring KN4VWA, Chandler.
Well, that's a good thing, Steve. At least I can keep you in check.
Productive
domestic engineer, so that the boss will be happy. She's a happy lady. Happy, happy, happy.
Are you sure that's all she is?
At sometimes she's the boss. Sometimes she's my sweetie. And sometimes I just duck and run.
I had a feeling that was the case.
Things, Dave?
My attention drifted. I missed it.
What's if, me calling my wife, my boss, was all she was, and I told him, well, sometimes she's the boss, sometimes she's my sweetie, and sometimes I just duck and run. Is that about the size of it?
If Mama's not happy, nobody's happy. W4DJW, I'm going to be out for a minute because I got to place my order.
Have fun. Hey, Chandler, I'm going to go ahead and go back to work, but if I don't keep my head down and keep some stuff going here, I'm not going to be a happy camper, and neither is she. So I'll talk to you again soon. You be careful today, bud. KN4VWA, I'm clear.
You too, Steve. In the hose, Steve.
KJ4HYC.
Kurt Keith on here today.
I have not, but that doesn't mean that he's not on here. Let me try getting him a call. KN4CHY, this is KO4WWZ. KN4CHY, this is KO4WWZ. KN4HYC, I cannot reach him. Over.
Yeah, I was just wondering if he's been on here today. I'll catch him on down the log there. Chandler, I do appreciate it. You're sounding good. KJ4HYC, be clear after you.
Roger that. No problem, sir. Hope you're doing well. KO4WWZ, sending greetings to you, sir. I think your name is Keith as well, but I'll have to look it up. And, I hope you have a blessed day, and, enjoy talking on the radio. It's KO4WWZ, I'll be clear. And listening.
My name's Shane. I'll give it to you so you won't have to look it up. Set me free.
That's right. Set me free to you, Shane.